Not Soccer.
Here we are live.
Live? Is this live?
This is live, motherfuckers.
There you go, just serenading the audience. Straight away, you say you draw them in.
That's what you've got to do.
That's beautiful, Ed.
I'm beautiful.
I always say it's beautiful.
That's beautiful, man.
You're always beautiful.
You look like that stone man. He goes, beautiful, man.
Beautiful, man.
Beautiful, man. I'm a little bit drunk as well. So what are we doing, Bill? What podcast is this?
Well, we're into a second It's Not Soccer, It's Football podcast.
No, that's not the name.
What's the name, man?
It's Not Soccer.
It's Not Soccer. There you go.
That's it. That's all you've got to say.
Yeah.
It's Not Soccer.
You know, I just thought I'd say a little bit more. Today we're coming from you. We're watching the snooker championship. That is the worst attempt at a whistle I've ever heard in my life. That is rubbish. We are currently 11 frames into the 12th frame of the final between Ronnie O'Sullivan and our local man, Ali Carter.
I
remembered his name this time.
I hate snooker.
Yeah, there's nothing worse than seeing a celebrity in public.
I think snooker is fucking awful.
Snooker's alright.
No, it's not. It's shit.
Yeah, it has its moments.
How often do you watch snooker?
If there's nothing else on telly.
If there's nothing else on, we're watching snooker.
Like I said, I don't mind watching it.
Yeah.
I watch a little bit. I can get quite drawn into it. It's not the most entertaining sport on the telly, but, you know, I like the tactics and stuff like that. And you see some good play. Like I say, we're supporting the local Essex boy, Ali Carter, from Witham Town, this evening. I don't think his family are tuned in, but...
Right, so we've got... explain what's going on. Like, we've got some kind of snooker game going on.
It's a snooker. Is it like... Do you think we're going to have a lot of American listeners this evening?
We could have a few. If this goes out live, they can listen. If it goes out in the podcast, they're going to wonder what the fuck we're talking about.
Because they prefer pool, which is a bit of an
easier
game.
No, American.
Eight ball pool.
No, American prefer eating.
Yeah, they do. But their second hobby.
Yeah. Okay, carry on. With what is snooker? What is snooker, Bill?
Snooker.
Come on.
Snooker.
Make it in layman's terms. Like,
in layman's
easy for
terms.
A retard to understand.
Okay, so what you have is you have, I think it's about 10 Red Bulls, okay, on a table. And with every Red Bull you put, you then have to put a colour. Now, each colour has its own points like system. So the black will be worth 7 points, the pink will be worth 6, the blue is worth 5, the green is worth 4, the brown is worth 3, and the yellow is worth 2. Now you have to put a red and then a colour, okay? And you know, it's about obviously scoring the most amount of points. It's the same as any sport, really, you know. And it all comes down to tactics at the end of the day. You know, if you can't pot a ball, then you have to tuck them up and try and hide the ball so they can't make an easy pot. And I honestly believe that by me sort of trying to explain it there, we've lost a half of our viewers. So we've now only got
one. We've got minus 2 listeners.
We've got minus 2 listeners. Great.
Snooker, it's one of them sports that it sounds more interesting when you're playing it than it is when you're watching it.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously when you watch it, you're like, just pop the fucking ball.
Yep.
Please. Yep. And then they go, I'm trying to be tactical. I'm going to set him up. Or they do a little thing where they poke the ball just behind. And you're like, oh, I've snookered you. And you're
tuck
like,
it up.
Fuck off. Play
snooker.
The game.
Yeah, pop the ball. If you miss.
Snooker loopy. But I don't know if it's actually... Is snooker a massive thing around the world? Is it more... I think it's the Chinese and English that play.
Yep, it's the Chinese and English, definitely. Definitely, it's taken over big. You see a lot of Chinese players coming through, especially in the last 3 or 4 years. They've been doing quite well. They're pretty good players, to be honest, but at the end of the day, what else they got to do?
Yeah.
There's a lot of them over there. There's a lot of people that they can play against.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, I'm going to press a button now. It's probably going to go really bad because I just need to see how we're sounding. And if it actually goes online, because we're online live.
Live.
You sound shit! There you go. Yeah, did you just hear us talking about you, talking about us, talking about you, talking about me and you, and talking about us?
I did hear that. Did they hear that?
No.
Did you? If you did,
send us a tweet. You do know this is your. This is It's Not Soccer Podcast with Adam and Billy. Mm-hmm. We're very mellow today. We are ready for a show. And if you want to talk to us, you can tweet us at Barker Podcast on Twitter. You can also go on the Mixer site, which you'll listen it through,
mm-hmm.
and send us comments that way.
Nice.
And we will reply to any comments that you've got to say, and we will talk to you. You talk to us. If no one wants to listen, fuck it. Listen to the podcast. If you listen to the podcast right now, thank you for listening to the podcast. But why didn't you listen to the live show?
Well, there you go.
Bam, bam.
Should have downloaded it.
But no. So here we are. We're watching. What? No. What is the premise for It's Not Soccer Podcast? We have like a little premise. It's like mm-hmm. we watch a live sporting event.
Yep. It's not soccer.
It's not soccer. And we sort of talk about it, but we don't talk about it that long, do we?
No, it's there in the background, and I am sort of keeping a keen eye on it.
Okay, so snooker, it's a boring sport. But who's.
Don't sell it.
Like shit.
Don't sell it.
Who's actually playing in the final today, Bill?
Well, I have said on two occasions already.
If I'd not.
It's Ronnie O'Sullivan from. He's from Loughton, Debden Way. He used to play around Chris's way, actually.
Who's Chris?
My brother.
Chris?
Me and you played snooker with him once.
Snooker?
Yeah, yeah, we did. We went down to Rivermead campus.
Okay.
Me, you, Chris.
And Deansy.
Deansy, who is the grandson of Dixie Deans, the world-famous Scottish footballer.
Oh, look at us getting out now. Hey, we know all the big people.
Yeah, we know all the big people. We played a bit of snooker with them, and we found out on that evening we are all shit. We did also find out that we like a beer, but yet we all know that we are pretty pony at the snooker game. But he's, like I say, Ronnie O'Sullivan from around Debden Way. He's playing against Ali Carter. Ali Carter's from Witham, which is about 5 minute drive from Chelmsford. He's a local lad. It is currently 7-5 to Ronnie O'Sullivan, and it is the best of 35.
Where's he going? He just walks out the door.
They have a half time break. They have a little break. They go back to their tables. They have a little store
bits like cocaine.
Yeah, of course.
Inject a bit of heroin.
Yeah, we're promoting the snooker
bit
game
of steroids here. You won that game, you won steroids, boy!
It's not just a boring game of snooker, it's, you know, there's a lot of drugs involved. That's what keeps a lot of people entertained, I think.
That chalk they have when they put it on their cue, that's not chalk, that's cocaine.
If you notice, when they sit down back at their chair, they do actually sniff the top of their cue.
They do.
They say, you know, it's got to smell the right way, but are they smelling it or are they sniffing it? Let's be honest. I don't know. Let's find out. You see all these ex-pros? Look at him there.
So, Bill, who?
Irish geezer.
Oh, that's Ken Doherty.
Ken
Doherty.
Buzzing off his tits.
Snooker players are ugly as fuck.
Yes.
They are ugly as FOMO.
Yeah. But, well, it's a pub game. Let's be honest.
Like
if it
darts.
If it was a nightclub game, they'd all be fucking pretty boys.
It's like darts, isn't it? They're all fat men.
Yep, they're all fat old geezers.
No skinny dart player will ever win a game.
No.
It's all about the fat people.
It's all about the fatties.
So, Bill, you've got Ronnie O'Sullivan, who everyone knows is a bit of a nutter. And you
he's been a bit controversial. We had an interview a couple of years ago in China where he made a few jokes about the Chinese people.
A bit racist.
What he done was he put his hand over his mouth so that people didn't see what he was saying, not knowing that there was a microphone in front of him, and what he was saying was actually being recorded. So he did have to publicly apologise for that, but yeah, he hasn't done too well in the last couple of years, let's be honest.
Fair enough. We got a message from a BUI podcaster saying, snooker versus American style billiards, what the fuck's the difference? What is the difference?
What is billiards? Come back to us, BUI, because the only time I remember playing billiards is when me and Adam went to a friend's house and I drank a whole bottle of champagne and then I had to be walked home after spilling coffee all down my tomp.
Top
and jumper. That's a tomp, right? And eating half a loaf of bread. Do you remember that day, Adam?
I do remember that day.
You do remember
that
day? We
were about fucking 14 years old.
Yes, and we played billiards that day.
What you took? No, we didn't.
What did we play?
What
was it? It was a billiards table. It was.
Is billiards the one with the fucking little holes that you got to hit the ball behind something? I don't know what billiards is.
I'm confused because I see billiards. I've seen a game with dominoes.
What?
I'm getting confused now.
We've had a few.
Fuck you, BY. I'm trying to sit here. I'm trying to sound clever. You chuck fucking billiards in there. What the fuck?
Billiards. I swear I have played that before, but not. I'm really confused now.
I know it's not like Mario.
We shouldn't have started drinking 6 hours ago, should we? No. We should have done this podcast 6 hours ago and then went on from then.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so Ellie Carter is playing Ronnie O'Sullivan, who's apparently a bit of a controversial person. Who's Ellie Carter, Bill?
Well, I didn't know until I actually met him in a nightclub. Right. And I ran up to him and I said, "Oh, mate," I said, "you're that snooker player." I said, "Oh, fuck. What's your name? What's your name?" And he took offence to that, and so did his friends. And then he was a little bit full of himself. And he told me his name was Ellie Carter. I was like, lovely. But because he was a bit full of himself, I said, "Well, you're not no Ronnie O'Sullivan, are you?"
Ollio.
And yeah, it turns out he's actually playing against Ronnie O'Sullivan in the final now. And he is losing. So, well, I feel a bit bad. He's a local lad. But at the end of the day, don't be full of yourself, mate. It's only snooker. Wait!
Hang on, that's not the story you told me earlier.
That was exactly the story.
No, you turned around and you went, "You're that fucking geezer, aren't you?"
Yeah.
Hang on, right. BUI have just sent a message saying...
What?
Hang on, I can't... I've got to get to it first. It says, white cue ball, 15 balls numbered 1 to 15, green felt table, cue sticks... We call it pool.
Ah! Here you go. 8-ball pool. That's an easy game for the pissed up bloke in your local pub. I think. That's 8-ball pool. That's American pool. I think. BUY.
It's Mr. Mick, by the way. It's not
Mr. Mick. Hello, Mr. Mick. What's up?
He misses you, man. They all miss you. Henry misses you like crazy.
Man, I miss Henry. I miss Henry and our cosy little nights underneath the sycamore tree. We used to talk and dance and laugh about all the things beautiful in life. Where have you gone, Henry?
Where'd you go, man?
Come back with my babies.
But no, yeah, no. So billiards is like pool. We do play pool in this country, but snooker is a different sport.
Snooker is, well, with pool is
not a sport.
Well, American ball, you have to pop the balls in order. This is what I'm thinking. Because all the balls are numbered. You've got circles and stripes.
Mick says, "Yeah, that's 8-ball. Miss you, Billy."
8-ball. Saying 8-ball, miss you, Billy. That's a little bit worrying.
Miss you, Billy.
Everyone miss you, 8-ball, Billy.
Bill, you're part of the game, man. They miss you.
I miss it too, man. It's good to be back. It is good to be back. I've had a few beers. I like chatting shit.
We've been drinking for the last, like, what, 6 hours?
Yeah, it's about 1:30. We started drinking this evening. yeah, but with pool, you have to, you have to pop the balls in a particular order. And it's the same sort of thing with snooker, but the snooker table is massive.
What's not that big?
Right. No, it is fucking... You see it on the TV, and it looks bigger than a pool table, but when you're standing around it, it is massive. Okay, now a shot in pool may look easy, but if you're trying to do that on a fucking snooker table, it's impossible. Ed, come on, man. You know this. We played it once.
Once.
And then we went back to playing pool.
It was it's a smaller table, that's why.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely. So, yeah, I'm quite happy just sticking to pool. I like the Americans' way of, let's make this a little bit easier. We don't like the snooker. Let's make the table a little bit smaller, the holes a little bit bigger, and you can put any ball you want, really. Just do it in a particular order. Snooker, you're like, right, the reds are all down this end. You've got to pop one of them. Whoa. Then you've got to pop a colour. What colour am I going to pop?
Where did that come from?
I like the colour blue, but pink... That's another point.
Got to pot that pink.
That's an extra point. Got to pot the pink.
Get the brown in.
Where's the brown? Hey, get yourself pushed to. You ain't got to worry about fucking pissing about at the pool table. Pot the pink and brown.
Pot the pink, then do the brown.
Yep.
Get a bit of green. What's all that about?
Well, it's going to get high.
If it's yellow, she's got a yeast infection.
Ugh!
Get a bit of red, she's on the fucking blob. She's got a painter's in.
Who actually made this game snooker?
It's boring as fuck. I'm not going to defend it. I think
no, it's not
it's
boring.
Boring as shit.
It's not.
It's boring.
It's not.
I'm actually asleep. Look at him. Marco Fu. World number 28.
Yeah. Chinese boat. That's what they're all doing.
Marco Fu. Marco who?
Who?
Fu.
Ha!
Kelly who?
Chu.
Yeah, exactly.
Bless you.
And they talk about it. It's like, I am a great snooker player.
No, he's not Spanish. What the fuck? His name's Marco Fu. Talking like a fucking Mexican.
We are great snooker players in this country. And we put the red. We put the pink. We do the blue, we do the black, and the red, and the white, and the blue, and the black. It's boring. It's so boring. And they get angry about it. They're like, I didn't do a break of 187. Who cares, mate? Get a real fucking job. Go and build a house. Get on a fucking, train tracks. Well, train.
It's like you watch, you like your... X Factor and The Voice.
No. Don't say it like like my X Factor. Don't say it like that. I will watch it.
Hang on. Do you like it?
It's alright.
Right, okay. So let me finish, alright? You like these programmes. Okay. Yeah. If I've not always been into snooker, but when I sit there and I look at it and I watch a little bit, I get drawn in.
Get a little bit teary.
You know what? All it's missing, right, is bit of crowd violence,
bit of hooliganism,
a streaker, right, and it kicking off between the two players. That is all we need from snooker, right? Now it's like tennis; it's a gentleman's sport. Okay, that is what makes it boring.
No, cricket's a gentleman's sport.
With that goes into the same category.
Cricket, boring as shit.
Yeah, because it don't kick off. Basketball, that fucking kicks off.
We don't have kick basketball in this country.
Yeah, we do. All right, it's not as good as the NBA. Right?
We don't have anything like the NBA in this country.
No. We do. We have basketball.
But it's not on a level. We don't have any kind of league,
yeah,
which is basketball.
Yeah, there is.
What, then?
There's the English League.
Who watches that? School kids?
It's sometimes on Sky Sports.
Is it bollocks?
It's not as much as NBA.
No, it fucking ain't.
It is on Sky Sports.
But you always say cricket is a fruitcake sport.
Oh, yeah, and the Americans thought they'd copy it with baseball. So there you go. Is that
No. The Americans took baseball from our girly girl rounders sport.
Is that from rounders? Created by the girls.
We invented baseball first. We took rounders and they went, hey, we got to take that. Fuck the girls. We're going to get some boys. We're going to have big stadiums and a tiny little pitch.
And we're going to make the game last about 7 days. Because it's boring shit.
Cricket is fucking... I hate cricket.
I like cricket.
I must be un-English then, because I fucking hate it, cricket. I think it's so dull. Mm-hmm. Anything that lasts for 5 days and can end in a draw is not a sport.
Ah, but it's the highlights. Now, you know, when we... Sorry, Ed just managed to spit beer all over his own face. Yeah, he's now got a slick look hairdo.
Oh, fuck. You made me laugh.
Okay, highlights. Okay, I'm pushing the boundaries.
I like watching the highlights after
pushing the boundaries a little bit when I say highlights. Alright, but what I mean is, okay, you remember when we went to India and I was watching a lot of cricket out there? It took all of the boring shit out. There was a lot of boring shit. Okay, a cricket game lasted 5 days. Out all the boring shit, watch the highlights.
It lasted 2 days.
We watched about 26 minutes of cricket. Okay, so, you miss out all the crap. Okay, so that's what I like about these sports that take a long time. I watch baseball, take out a lot of the crap. I watch the highlights. I've been watching a bit of it recently. Still shit, alright, but I've been watching it. It's been keeping me a little bit entertained, so I've been getting into it a little bit.
Yeah.
But I've been watching a bit of basketball recently. New York Knicks played Miami Heat this week.
The Heat?
Yeah, the Heat. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade started off proper shit. Well, shit. Nukes took control of
Nukes.
The game. Nukes. The Nukes took control of the game. They sound like fucking, I don't know, Lord of the Rings characters. Don't watch out for the Nukes! So the Knicks took control of the game, and then, yeah, LeBron James comes off of the bench. LeBron James comes off of the bench in the fourth quarter. Fucking boom, boom, boom. Knocks down 9 points in about a minute.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Dwayne Wade turned it on in the third quarter. And, yeah, Heat just took control of the game. I'm loving basketball at the moment. Honestly, it is fucking crazy.
You're talking NBA, yeah?
Yeah, NBA. What have I got to watch? I've got an LA Clippers game to watch when I get home, and an LA Lakers
La
game.
Clippers, are they French?
LA. The Clippers
are playing.
I've got a couple of games to watch, but I've got a week off now. I can't wait to watch all this basketball, man. It is crazy. It just,
indulged.
I used to hate it. I used to think whoever wins tip off wins the game, because it goes to one end, Miami score. Goes to the other end, New York Knicks score. Goes to the other end, Miami score.
Do you watch the same game over and over again, so Knicks, you know the
result? Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you
can. Other teams do play. Chicago do play.
Hey, how are you going to place bets if you don't know what's going
on? You watch the same game over and over again.
I'm betting on games that have been pre-recorded. I'm like, what the fuck am
I doing?
I'm not winning no money.
You go to the betting shop, you go, I've got this game at home on, like, the Knicks versus the Clippers. And they're like, that ain't playing this week. No. I recorded it 3 weeks ago.
It's already been played.
But I bet you the Clippers win.
Yeah, I haven't watched it yet.
No, but they'd be like, how much are you going to bet on that? 100 quid, Clippers win. Oh, I'll take that bet. You do know the Clippers lost.
Yeah.
But if I watch it, it might change. That's you, man.
That is me. But yeah, I've been watching a lot of that. I'm fucking loving it. But today I watched some. Joe was sitting in the living room with me.
Who's Joe?
I thought, my brother.
Bro Joe.
Yeah, Bro Joe. Bro, bro, bro. I thought he's going to get a little bit bored of watching basketball. So I watched one game, and I had the LA Clippers one, and I was like, I'm just going to ignore that. I'll watch that on my own. So after the podcast tonight, I'll probably be going home and watching that this evening.
You said you're staying here.
Yeah, well, let's see. You've got 18 beers down there. Let's see how many can. If I can walk home, or if I can fucking. You can walk me home.
You'll fucking go home tomorrow. Fucking watch your fucking Clippers versus the pedicures.
That's how close me and Ed are.
What? What are you trying to say?
If you get fucking pissed, you can go home and get raped. I don't give a fuck.
You like to get raped.
Is that an invite?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. The dogs are looking at you right now, going, yeah, boy. You alright?
The dogs ain't looking at me. I've got one fucking.
You alright?
No.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, I just fucking choked on that.
Wrong old Bella. Fuck off, man. Right, so Bill.
Little bit of stories.
What happened recently in America?
I don't know. Can we order Rams kebabs?
Can we get kebab?
Maybe.
I got no money. You buy me a kebab?
Maybe.
You reckon?
What are you saying?
I'm saying yeah. I'm saying if you buy me a kebab, I'll have a kebab.
Do the Americans, B-Y, okay, do you have kebabs? Okay, now I don't want to hear about barbecue kebabs, ones that you put on a barbecue. I want to hear about a proper kebab. Okay, do you have a proper kebab? I love kebabs. I had one last night, I'll be honest.
Yeah.
It was fucking horrible. But carry on.
What was on it?
Right, okay, I got normally I get a chicken shish. Nice bit of chicken. Chicken breast inside a bit of bread. But last night I thought I'm going to switch it up. I want to try a kofti and see what a kofti is all about.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it turns out a kofti is all about a load of crap. It's fucking disgusting. And I literally ate a quarter of my food and I was like, that's disgusting, and I had to throw it away.
You wasted the fucking food, man.
I did waste the fucking food, man.
There is starving people in other countries.
Can you stream while I go for a wee wee?
What do you want me to do while you go for a piss?
You can talk, man.
I'm not going to talk to myself.
You can talk.
Hang on, wait there for a couple of seconds. Alright, keep talking, I'll do something.
Right, okay, so I ordered this kebab, okay, and it turned up, and I said, I want some garlic mayonnaise, and they bought me a little pot of garlic mayonnaise. And I say little pot, because if you had ordered, a pot of mustard from a shop, it would be a little pot, okay, but because it was from a, you know, from a kebab house. It was a, that little pot seemed very big, so I poured it all over my kebab. I was like, lovely, I'll take the rest in with me, and if I want some more, I'll have some more.
But your eye says kebabs.
Kebab? What's a kebab?
Kebabs? Yeah, we eat meat and vegetables here too.
So no.
They're thinking of ones
barbecue
on the skewers,
one. Yeah,
on
barbecue skewers. Skewer.
Not the okay. same. We're talking okay. proper, was it Greek?
Yeah, Turkish.
Okay.
Turkish kebab. Okay. Turkish I think kebab. BUY need to order a flight over here. We'll entertain you guys. I'll show you our local delicacies, which are lamb offcuts, which are swept up off the floor with a water hose and stuck onto a big turning spit and then cooked and cut off and can contain flies' eggs. BUY, don't be so eager to come and try one of these.
Bill, do you want to go to the toilet?
Kebabs. I'm busting for a wee!
Oh, okay. Right, okay, this is This Not Soccer podcast, and Bill's going to go to the toilet, so we're going to play a couple of Pod God Network
adverts.
Cheers, Bill. So here they are.
I didn't even know, I guess.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jason Mewes is going to tell you about The Unsocial Network.
The Unsocial Network is a group of high school friends who are now in their early 30s and have finally decided to follow their dreams of making people laugh or grossing them out. Join your host Chris and his revolving cast of not so ready for internet podcasters, Ben, Pete, Matt, Coltrane, Sarah, as they talk unedited and uncensored about all the important things in life, pop culture, current events, and giving their unique take on the latest
pop
viral videos.
Pop and poop culture are covered?
Yes. We'll want to chime in on a topic we are talking about. Play a game with us like Back to the Future trivia, 80s pop culture trivia, or participate in a game of Would You Rather or What If? Well, then join us through Skype. You can download, subscribe, and rate our podcast on iTunes or email us at theunsocialnetwork@hotmail.com.
There's no question. There's no question.
So what was the question?
Hello.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
Buggery. Okay.
Illegal.
And then he was hanged for doing.
He was the second person hung.
That's
under
fucking
that
Englishman in the ass.
Wow. Yes.
Probably the guy that got hanged first. They walked in and caught him fucking the first guy.
When you're strange, faces come out of the rain.
According to the Naples News, Silva told deputies that seeing his wife kiss the other woman made him jealous, especially after they wouldn't allow him to join in.
Oh, wow, man.
What a power. Should have just jacked off. Like,
well, that,
like, let me just say for the record,
there is nothing more beautiful than two women fucking.
I don't understand why would you throw a fit. There's nothing more beautiful on earth, and I've seen children born. There is nothing more beautiful than two women fucking. When you
stray. And that was just a small clip from BUI blogging under the influence. You can find us on iTunes, new episode every Thursday. Please check out our website as well if you just want to stream it right on your computer. It's buipodcast.blogspot.com. buipodcast.blogspot.com. Follow us on Twitter at buipodcasters. Find us on Facebook, BUI Show, and also it's BUI Podcast on Google Plus. Check out the free funny. Thanks, guys.
I like that little tune they've got going on there. It seems like a little bit of a dubstep track.
That was an old tune, man. That was BUI's old tune. They got a new one going down
there
in your podcast.
Yeah, that's fucking cool.
Hmm. But you all did mention before we left for a little break while Bill went for a piss. I thought all you ate was boiled meat and haggis. We're not Scottish. I've never eaten haggis in my life.
Nah, man, I've never had haggis.
Ever?
Fuck you.
Just, fuck you. Eat the fucking haggis, motherfucker.
I don't know how to say that in the right way.
So, Bill, you were part of the fucking Oddcast community years ago.
Originally.
I say years ago.
A year ago. I remember back when little Jimmy used to ride his wooden horse on the front porch of his uncle's house. And that was when...
But you
automobiles
are.
Never used to be around. And
Mick says, lying liars and they're lying liars.
What?
Lying liars and they're lying liars.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Old, old wooden
ship. I believe diversity is an old, old wooden ship. Used during the Civil War era.
So, obviously, like, this is the It's Not Soccer podcast, and I'm Adam, you're Billy.
What do your wife think about soccer?
Oh, they fucking hate it. They fucking hate the man.
Really?
They fucking hate soccer. They think it's shit. It's boring. It's low scoring. Dull. Anything that ends in fucking score draws is fucking pointless.
Right. Now, BUI, if all of your crew...
I like the way you're... Mix listening and you're just going, BUI!
BUI!
All fucking load of ya.
Listen. If you could raise the funds to fly over to England, I will give you the accommodation. Okay? Fly over here.
Oh,
you
wait.
Stay with us during the European Championships.
In June?
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah?
But that's in Poland, so why the fuck?
Well, they fly over here and they can, be in amongst it all. You know? They hate football. It's fucking football. Yeah, I said fucking football. I didn't say soccer.
Yeah, Tyson and him played soccer in high school.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, come over. You could come and stay with me. I've got a spare room. Then we could go and watch some football.
No, you better off saying come to the Olympics, because there's going to be football played.
Ah, fuck the Olympics.
Team GB!
On your own, on your own. No. I'll tell you what, if you come over here and watched a bit of football, you'd go back and you'd love it. Without a doubt, and that is a genuine offer.
Yeah.
Anyone from the BUI wanted to come over here and stay and enjoy what is going to be a shit year for England in the Euros.
So you're saying come over for a week?
Yeah.
Watch England lose a couple of games and fuck off home.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
It's all the excitement during. We're going to do shit, but.
No expectations.
Come and get involved.
Anything could happen.
I'm going to try anything now, and if, that is a way of changing your opinion on football, then do it.
It's not soccer.
It's fucking football.
So, Bill.
Right.
There's a story about some kind of penguin in Australia. Tell us about it.
I think it was a couple of geezers. They went out on a piss. It's a lot like The Hangover. They went out on the piss and they broke into an aquatics zoo or something like that. They were swimming with the dolphins and they've got little videos of them like swimming with dolphins apparently, and they were swimming with penguins. They woke up the next day and there was a penguin in their hotel room. It might be a hotel room, I'm not too sure. But they woke up with a fucking penguin in their room.
Someone fucked a penguin.
They may have done. You know, if they've come home with a penguin, who's to know what they actually done with the penguin? You know, it's not like a stuffed toy. Okay, it can't talk. So, they might have abused it, but the penguin only speaks penguin language.
It's got language, isn't it?
It could be shouting rape, but no one would know.
What would a penguin sound like? What? Like a penguin.
It's sort of like a duck, but with an exotic sound.
It sounds like a dunk with a duck with a little glint.
A dunk? What's a dunk?
It sounds like a duck.
Explain a dunk.
With a little glint.
No, what's a dunk? I don't know. It sounds like a duck with a little glint in his eye going, go on. Fuck me.
I did, but it was giving me the eye, man.
I'll open your doors for you. I'm like a good little butler that opens the doors and brings you little canapes on a plate. And they take him home. Said, I didn't think I didn't sign up for this shit.
I'm just a penguin.
You give me a fucking blazer and a tie. And I wear this tie and I wear this blazer. Man, my ancestors are going to fuck you up.
They're so well dressed.
They are so well dressed.
A penguin is always dressed for the occasion. You know. You see a mallard.
The fuck's a mallard?
It's a duck.
Okay.
I think it's a female duck.
Right.
A mallard. They look a bit brown. It's well hard. You know, I just want to blend into any sort of any surroundings. Whereas a penguin's like, look, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die looking good. There's a seal out there. He wants to eat me. I'm going to be wearing my Sunday best. Okay. I could be going to church. All fair play. But if I'm going to die, I'm going to wear my tuxedo. It's a penguin's mentality, man.
Is that what they do?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, fair. So what happened to these people?
What, the penguins?
No, the people didn't nick the penguin.
I don't know, the penguin was violated and he went into counselling and he had to talk to a few people about sexual harassment. And the bloke got done for bestiality.
Did he really?
No, he didn't.
Nah, right, yeah.
I think the two men were charged for I don't know, for, you know, obviously animal cruelty because they chucked the penguin into a river or something like that. So obviously it didn't go down too well with the penguin community, and they were using planet Rise of the Planet of the Apes. Could happen. Rise of the Planet of the Penguins.
Rise of the Planet of the Penguins. Would you be scared of a penguin coming towards you?
It depends on what he's holding in his flipper.
A big fucking dildo.
Well, he's like, got him, man. Here's a big knife.
Alright, J-Dub says hi.
Yeah, what's up, J-Dub?
J-Dub.
I want a BW, B-U-I, checking in.
BW.
Yeah, what's up?
It's nice, not the pod gods are fucking listening in.
Yeah, they don't mind like streaming in while we're streaming in.
What? Streaming in with him.
I've got people tuning in.
Yeah. Nice. We're your fucking people that you
at
fucking
the end
text.
Of the day, you know, Ed's boring me a little bit, so it's not bad. Some other people get involved just to say hello. Hey, how you doing?
Well, tell me about this bear that got stuck in a tree.
The bear?
They got stuck in a tree.
Well, there's a story. It came out from America, so. I don't know if, like, yeah, BUI heard about this, but it was a bear. I think it was a brown bear stuck up a tree. And it is the most...
Is that how they separate these bears? Like, it's a black bear, it's a bear, it's a brown bear, it's a white bear, it's called a polar bear.
How would you be racist about a bear when you actually called it?
It's a brown bear.
Well, that's a bit racist.
Well, if you shave it, what colour is it? Pink.
Yogi's camp cousin. Obviously, it all depends on where they come from. You know, a polar bear would look a bit out of the fucking, you know, out of its own sort of,
You know, no, polar bears don't have white fur, they have clear fur.
Yeah, so it's transparent.
It adapts to the surroundings they're on. So if you chuck them in the woods, it will be full of green and brown. Mm-hmm. If you chuck it in a city centre, it'd be full of Walker's crisps and condoms.
Yeah. No, I mean, he's just looking for a mint.
Yeah,
foxes.
I remember them mints.
Do you remember them mints?
Man, that is old school.
Google that shit, alright? If you didn't understand that.
Hang on. We got a message. I saw the bear story. All bears are pink on the inside. That's what Henry told me.
I was worried about Henry. Drive about in a yellow car. Nothing wrong with yellow cars, Henry, I'll be honest, man.
You love Henry, didn't you?
He's a fucking G.
He's a fucking gangster.
Can I say that about sounding like really white? You're a G.
Yeah, you sound proper.
Do I sound really white?
Yeah, because you're English.
You're a G, man.
We're not allowed to say shit like that.
What's up, man? You're a G,
yo.
Right, let me put a bit of like a... Yo, man, you're a G.
Yeah. Is that the guy from Trading Places?
Yeah.
Ain't no good being some jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving. Yeah. It sounds cool. So yeah, what's going on with this brown bear?
Right, but this brown bear was stuck up a tree. Okay, and
sounds like the beginning of a joke.
Yeah, it's brown.
Brown bear, right? It's stuck up this tree.
Yep.
What happens next?
Well, all I've seen is a photo. Okay, it was in a lads magazine. I think it was Nutsaw Zoo. If you check out Nutsaw Zoo online, you'll be able to find this picture. It's a pretty cool magazine, lads magazine. And this brown bear had obviously been stuck up a tree, and this policeman had come and put a big mat underneath it for this bear to fall on. And all there is a photo of a bear falling out of a tree. But it is, yeah, I've been told that the bear had been sort of tranquilised, so that's why it fell out of the tree. But if you see this bear, it's sort of mid-air, with his paws, his hands. So if you'd seen a person falling out of a tree, you'd see their facial expression. And it'd be, oh, fuck, ah, like a little bit scared. But the bear is pulling no expression whatsoever. And his hands are up by the side of his head and he's about to fall on this mat. Now, it is a very peculiar picture because there's a bear falling out of a tree and there's like six policemen with a mat ready to catch it. Now, in your lifetime, did you ever think that you'd see a bear falling out of a tree? There's boobs on the telly, man.
There's boobs on the telly?
There's boobs on the telly.
No, there isn't boobs on the telly. What are you doing? You made me turn around.
There was boob. Look, we're going to take a moment to appreciate.
See, we love English television because they have boobies.
On the telly.
On the telly. It's very European. Boobs and tellies, very European.
Yeah. Is that not very American?
No, they don't like to. They don't like to have boobs. They don't like to swear on telly.
I know we don't like hard-ons on TV over here, which I'm all in support of.
I don't think it's ever.
I don't like seeing a man with a big boner on the telly. It's slightly off-putting.
I don't think anyone's seen a boner.
Especially when it's can't cook, won't cook.
I've never seen a boner on telly ever.
Never seen a porno.
BUI says spoiler: the bear died a couple of days later.
Oh, so they know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
It's a funny picture. It is a very funny picture. I'm sorry. Okay, my condolences go out to the bear and the bear's family.
Yogi, you know, Yogi and Boo Boo.
Yeah, I'm sure they're all in, you know, mourning right now. But it's a very amusing picture. It's a very peculiar picture. You've got to see it.
You don't give a shit, do you?
I don't care about the bear's family. Fucking Yogi sitting in the fucking woods crying himself to sleep every night.
Hey, boo boo!
Hey, boo boo, did you Derek try it like that?
Derek?
He tried.
Dude, Derek.
He didn't even die. He dried. He just dried. He was wet, okay? So they just dried him out, poor little bugger. Derek the bear. You never. Hey, come on! Everyone's heard of Derek the Bear. It was that cartoon that never got aired.
Derek the Bear. Derek the Bear. Never got aired because he's Derek the Bear. Hey.
There you go. Derek the Bear.
Do you ever get the feeling that we ain't got nothing to talk about?
It comes across sometimes. Have you changed the channel? We're not watching Snooker anymore.
Yeah, I think we are.
Is it a Heineken advert?
Actually,
for the boobies?
Oh no, we're not.
No, we're not. We're watching Silent Witness.
Hang on, why are we not watching this?
Okay, let's just talk about that. Silent Witness. Who wants
hang that? Hang on. BUI said, oh, J-Dub says he got hit by two cars trying to get back to his old stomping grounds. He was not smarter than the average bear. Hey, boo-boo, where are you going?
I'm not so clever for you.
Here's another pinnacle basket.
Family Guy where fucking Peter goes and stabs Yogi.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Go to your friends.
Do you care a lot about the fact that what's going on here?
You can't find a white channel?
Keep talking, Bill. I'm trying to do something too.
What do I care about?
Something to do with shit.
What are we talking about? What channel should I put it on? Because we're supposed
to... The fucking snooker!
I can't put the snooker on because my TiVo box does not like three things recording and us watching a fourth thing.
Right, okay. Wait 1 second. When I walked in this morning, Adam actually had his cock in his hand, masturbating about his new T-box.
TiVo box.
Oh, sorry. TiVo box. Saying how he's so amazing and it records all of these programs that he doesn't actually put on record and he doesn't want to re-watch, but he does. And he has gone and put on... What have you just put on?
I don't know. I can't do nothing.
No. What have you put on, Ed? Do you know what you've put on?
Don't Tell the Bride.
Don't Tell the Fucking Bride.
I can put Britain's Got Talent on.
I would watch Don't Tell the Fucking Bride, but I won't watch Don't Tell the Bride. Put on the snooker.
I can't, Billy! Why? Because there's three things recording.
What is recording?
Don't Tell the Bride.
Don't Tell the Bride.
Britain's Got Talent.
Yep.
And Songs. I can't do it.
There you go. The Silent Witness. That is the last thing you want when you're standing in a fucking jury. Yeah. Unless you're fucking guilty. Okay? You've got them all standing there. And we are going to call to the bench. The Silent Witness. But fucking get in there. Fucking get in. I'm getting away with this. Silent Witness ain't gonna say shit.
But you get a Silent Witness that sings nice. La 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 la. He raped my wife.
That's not a Silent Witness. That's the Opera Witness.
The Opera Witness.
Oprah Witness.
The Opera Witness. Have you got any words to say to BUI, J-Dub and...
It's been a long time. It's been a long time.
They're missing you, man. I think they miss you more than I do.
Yeah. You don't miss me.
Not really.
No.
I could have probably gone out without this podcast.
Miss all this. Miss the interaction.
What with them guys?
Yeah.
Never fucking spoke to them anyway.
Where's the last podcast for standing? Where are they?
At home fucking, I don't know, wanking over Batman or something.
Yeah. I don't miss them.
Knocking each other off.
Is that going to be bad? Are they going to hate me for that? Does it affect you? I don't care. Fuck you. I like it. I like the BUI. They're there. We're here. We ain't. No. No. You just wanted to finish that off. Adam wanted to just tell the world then. And I refused him. I was like, no. You keep that to yourself.
You're queer.
Yo. I like the BUI. We always had a good laugh with him. I'm sick of Kermit.
Come on, this is your chance to air your views on TLPS.
What? What? TLPS?
Yeah.
Is that what they're calling themselves these days?
Yeah, because you have to put the T before the last podcast of standing. So it's TLPS.
It wasn't so much the rest of them. Just fuck him off. We'll be alright. Come back. We'll talk. Right, we'll do some business. I don't care about it. You know.
J Dub says, good old Billy Cut Clunge.
Yeah! You know, we love the clunge, alright? That's what it's all about, okay? And at the end of the day, alright, we're all about having a laugh. We don't want to take it too seriously. If Kermit wants to go off and make little frog babies and frogs spawn, let him do it. I'm more than happy than that, okay? We're lacking random fucking voice frog people.
Voice frog people?
I don't know.
Are you making a complaint? Is that what you're doing?
I'm making an official complaint.
Okay, who to? The pod gods?
I'm making an official complaint to the pod gods.
Pod gods?
Yeah! Don't ignore me, I've been drinking.
I've got things to say.
Yeah, I've got loads of things to say. End of the day, you know, we have a laugh. The podcasts were made up about of is having a good laugh, and a bit of banter. It's not about taking it too seriously. Okay, Kermit, you're a frog. You're not a frog with a hand up your bum like a puppet. Okay, you're not a puppet. You don't have to take things too seriously.
Right? PY says, I have a perma grin over Billy's TLPS rants.
You want me to come out there?
But I think that's fucking funny. So, do you hate TLPS that much? Or is it just that one person?
It's just that one person. At the end of the day, you know, we're sitting here, we're just having a laugh, we're all trying to take the piss out of each other. You know, at the end of the day, the geezer is abusing people. Okay, you are taking things so seriously, but your voice just gives everyone else, and your attitude gives everyone else something to just abuse you for that. You know, you're inviting it. You're inviting it. You sound like a chief.
Man, you've had this built up, haven't you?
I've had this built up, and this is, I fucking hate this. Right, because me and you used to do a podcast, we used to have a laugh. BUI got involved. We was like, yes, we've got some other people we can laugh with. We can laugh along with. And it's beautiful, we can make a beautiful podcast serenade.
You still love us all bands.
And now, the last podcast standing, they've come in. And you've invited someone into your podcast. It just sounds like a big cunt. I don't care anymore.
No?
I really don't care anymore. Okay, I can have a laugh. I can have a laugh. BUY, take the piss out of me. Because I know you can take the piss.
Not be vicious.
From me.
Not be vicious.
Yeah, it's not about being vicious. And
is that why you left? That's why you left, isn't it? That's why you left Arsenal American.
Yeah.
And Oddcast.
Yeah.
You got bullied.
Kermit.
You got bullied.
I didn't get bullied. I just thought, I want to fucking stomp on Kermit.
Oh my God, Bill. This is a revelation. I didn't know this.
The thing is, right, when they done the first podcast, okay, and they got involved, it was them recording and us listening, so they couldn't listen to what we were saying.
No, until we
aired. And did I not say to you, straight away, about that bloke's voice?
Yeah.
I said, this geezer's fucking voice. And then he just carried on taking the piss. And getting too serious. So that's why I was like, no, fuck this. I ain't got to listen to this cunt. If I listen to this cunt, I'm going to go and tune into fucking Radio 1 and listen to Chris Morph.
Ooh, that's a fucking harsh.
He don't listen to this.
Critique.
He don't listen to this.
All right, Bill, should we play a couple of adverts out? And then we'll come back in a sec. And then we'll have a carry on with this chat.
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Boom.
So what the hell is this about a fresh, clean, generic bumper?
Basically, a bunch of the podcasts, they want to promote us. They'll put us on with our little commercial for our show, the Anti-Semantic Show. But yes. They want us to be clean.
What do you mean by clean?
Well, like our last bumper, Drew kept saying rape.
What? And the problem there is...
They want us not to talk about rape during the bumper.
I don't know if I could do that, man. That's going to take a lot of effort.
I mean, there's plenty of things that aren't rape. Pray to God, you know at least one or two things that aren't rape, right?
Non-consensual sex?
I think that's rape.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's actually the definition of rape you just stated.
Face fucking without consent?
Again.
Still, rape. The consent word, that's what we're getting caught up on.
taking a girl's virginity when she's sleeping?
I guess that's rape.
It's a hazier line, but I'm still pretty sure that's rape.
That's rape.
If she's dreaming that she wants it, it's fine.
I guess.
I don't know, because it's still a dream. It's not real life. Did she explicitly say yes?
What if I'm dream fucking her or something?
Well, you mean like you fall asleep beside her and you sleep rape?
Yeah, exactly.
It's still rape.
Yeah, so we're all about rape.
The Anti-Semantic Show. It's all about rape. Find us online at antisemanticshow.com, facebook.com/antisemanticshow, and at antisemanticshow, without the O, on Twitter.
Message from Adam and Will. It's been 23 years and 4 months since the Pod God Wars began. The survivors are scarce these days. If you hear this message, then please do as I ask. You must listen to the Oddcast podcast. Without the wisdom hidden within, mankind has no hope. These are extracts from the past. Listen, take them to heart, and please keep watching the skies.
Welcome to a voyage of the imagination.
We should have
odds meet pods. Going to vomit out some random words.
I'm just going to talk like this and drown out every word.
Christopher Walker?
Yeah!
Oh. But I'm saying...
Don't look at me like that! You give me one dirty look then, as if like you fucking inbred.
I actually thought you might be joking.
No! Why would I be joking about camembert? What are you doing to yourself? What's funny about
it's
this?
It's like the worst film ever.
Seek it out. oddpoduk.wordpress.com or just fucking Google us. It's your only hope.
Oh, you feel a bit left out, Bill. That was Will. And
oh,
us.
Will!
Talking about the Oddcast podcast. No. The one you fucking jumped ship, man.
Yeah, jump ship.
You left us.
I did leave you. You replaced Bill with Will. And Ash. You needed two people to replace me.
Yeah, well, Ash is only a recent Oddcast podcast member.
Okay.
So, Bill, you got to stop slurring your words. Because Kate said that you're slurring your words.
I'm pissed.
Am I slurring my words?
I think we're both slurring.
I can't even speak.
Mate.
Blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah.
I've got three beer cans in front of me and I've done a...
Beer can? One. Beer can?
Fag button.
Beer can?
Beer can!
Beer can!
Oh, beer can sandwich!
So we're going to talk about Bill Snooker? I would say snooker, but we can't ever tell
him.
No,
let's talk about Don't Tell the Bride. Let's fucking talk about that shit. Let's put that crap on the telly.
It's not on.
About that.
I don't...
What is on?
Britain's Got Talent.
Britain's Got Talent. Britain don't got no talent.
What's your views on Britain's Got Talent then, Bill? All that shit. All that untalented people. Right. Supposed to be talented people.
Right, okay. Deep down,
I hate it. Really?
Deep down, I really don't like it.
But you watch it.
If I watch it, I love it.
If I watch it, they will come.
Well, that's exactly it. Okay, I stay away from it because I get so drawn into it. I get too drawn into it.
Okay.
And Kate will put it on and I'll be like, fuck's sake, I don't want to watch this shit.
But you'll get sucked in.
Yeah, but then I'll start talking about it. She'll be like, you fucking love it. I'm like, no!
I don't love it! Hammer time!
No! Don't want to talk about it. Because I get... Oh.
What's going on? Tell me what now, Bill.
Bill.
Nothing, man. Not, no.
I've got to go to the toilet.
Ed needs a wee-wee. Quickly, Ed. You've got some...
I can't have ever... can you not talk for like 20 seconds?
I can talk for about... A second.
Bill, sing a song.
I need a song.
You want me to sing a song?
Sing a song, motherfucker!
Well, okay, so what it is, okay, everyone's tuned in to listen to this It's Not Soccer podcast. In the day, we're not even talking about soccer, alright? We're talking about snooker. Okay, because snooker was on the telly. But snooker isn't on the telly anymore. No. Because Adam, on his new VT box, can only watch... Or record, sorry, three programmes at a time. Snooker, unfortunately, isn't one of them. So this podcast is pretty irrelevant. He's watching Don't Tell the Bride. I don't know, it's probably some crap like One Born Every Minute. Britain's Got Talent. I don't know, some other shit. I don't know, he's just got so much crap going on here at the moment. And I think he's done it on purpose, I'll be honest, because he doesn't like snooker. Who does really like snooker? I like a little bit of snooker. Do you like snooker? I don't blame you if you don't. It is a little bit shit. And it's a little bit dull. And they go away and have their little breaks. And they come back. And it is just as dull as it was the whole 3 hours it was beforehand.
Sounds like our podcast.
Well, it does sound like our podcast. I've just been explaining our podcast.
What did you talk about for whilst I was gone?
I was talking about how you're watching crap on the telly.
I don't want to watch it.
Cancel one of them things.
Not allowed.
Why are you not allowed?
Guys, the missus, God. God.
If I turn
who's
it
that?
Up.
Who's that?
My name is
who's
Talisa.
Talisa on her sex tape.
Whoa. Hang on.
You ever seen Talisa's sex tape?
Is she on Britain's Got Talent?
She is now. Going to start sucking some dick.
She just
come. Hang on, can I put the sound up? Where's the controller gun?
Right, okay, we're tuning into Talisa. She's grown her hair a little bit. She's not quite as raunchy as her sex video. She's not got a man's willy in her mouth.
She should have, though. What's going on, Bill?
They're dancing. It's a typical Smiths or Chicago's too.
Whoa!
This is coming out to all you gays and homosexuals out there. Talita.
Woo yeah! Party, party. Oh, party, party. Oh.
You got to vote with FHM's sexiest woman this week.
B.U.I. just said, are we in a gay bar? Hell yeah, we're in a gay bar! That's what it sounds like, isn't it?
When's B.U.I. coming over? Are they going to come over?
See, he said he'll be over Tuesday, get the beers in.
I've got the beers.
We're taking them to the local gay bar down the road. That's what we're going to do. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah. Party on, party on. Get down, get down. Woohoo, woohoo. Get down. Talisa, look at her. She's a dirty minx. I'm sorry, but she was voted recently. But you just said no. She was voted recently sexiest woman in the UK.
Yep.
Do you agree with that?
I would put her up there.
Really?
Yeah, I would.
I don't think I'd.
She's a normal girl. Listen, right, okay, girls are put out in magazines and photos, fucking photo shoots, and they're put up on these big billboards. They're clones.
Billboards!
Okay, yeah. Now, at the end of the day, yeah, they are attractive girls, but if that's all you see them for, then that's what you see.
Yeah. Yeah?
That is all you see, is a picture and an image. If you can see someone who's got other potentials, that makes them more attractive. Talisa, she's on these shows, she can sing, she seems like a pretty cool girl. Yeah.
I'm yeah. liking her dress, she's got some kind of see-through kind of Tron dress on.
Yeah.
You looking at that?
It's not all bright and litty like Kitty Brooknell's.
I'd get lost in her grid. So anyone out there that's American, you should Google Talisa. What's her name? Constavalalia?
Constavalabalalia.
Just, oh no, fuck it. Just Google Talisa X Factor. That'd do.
Yeah.
Because she's a judge on that. And, yeah, she's got a good look about her. Voted the most sexiest woman in Britain from FHM magazine.
In the day, it is a big shout, but, okay.
Well, people voted.
Well, yeah, I know, so, I know, but when these polls come to light, people just vote for pictures. Yeah,
or
photos that they see, maybe videos has swayed a few votes.
No, they voted for the video of her sucking dick.
Yeah,
that's what they did.
Okay, so that probably bought a half a million votes. All right, but when you see these polls put up, it is literally down to is she attractive. You go through these polls, and I bet you'll see someone in 60th place that you think is more attractive than the girls in 20th place.
Kim Kardashian come like 23rd or something.
Well, and she was voted in another poll to be the hottest girl in Britain. Okay, so it's all down to the people that tune in and the people that vote. But at the end of the day, it is what people see in a person, I think. Not just an image.
Do you know who'd be my number one?
Huh?
Do you know who'd be my number one?
Go on.
Danny Minogue.
Danny Minogue. I know you're a big Danny Minogue fan.
Yeah, I'll be right up there. I'll be right up in that Minogue.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I know you like a bit of Danny Minogue.
I love a little bit of Danny Minogue.
Mm.
So try and find a song of Danny Minogue on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
She's not very good.
No, don't, because I've heard them all. They're shit.
No, yeah, you're right. She ain't very good. But yeah. I just like the look of her. And she's a little bit of a lesbo as well, which is quite cool.
Is that what's attracting people? Some people that are bisexual? Is that something that attracts a certain person? Is someone that's interested in both sexes?
What, someone that's a lesbo?
Maybe.
Maybe. There you go. It's a bit dangerous.
No, but if someone's attracted to a person, okay, they don't have to necessarily be attractive, alright? But if that person is not so attractive, is attractive to both sexes, does that then attract that person?
Definitely a gay bar now, Bill.
Do you not think?
Come on, gay Bill.
Is that going straight over your head?
I didn't hear what you said.
No, you didn't.
I was too busy looking at Danny
Minogue. It's gay music.
This is Danny Minogue. Go on, Danny. Oh, yeah. Every day it's different faces, no names, faces I've J-Dub said,
what's up, J-Dub?
Two women are fucking. Tyson covered that pretty well.
Yeah.
Two women fucking! Most beautiful thing in the world,
it's beautiful,
man! And I've seen babies born!
Is there anything more beautiful? I think nailed it. I honestly believe that you've got that just to stop you playing this music.
What's wrong with Danny Minogue?
Yeah.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
Disco Taker!
Yeah?
No. No.
No.
No.
No.
No.
Yes.
You're just gonna keep. How long does this song last for?
20 minutes. Google Danny Minogue, man. She's got a fucking face like a plastic mannequin. Love it. Love it.
Do you see what I'm saying?
I didn't hear what you said. Weren't listening. You were smoking the fag.
Alright, now.
Faggot.
Yeah, a person may be attractive or slightly attractive.
Yeah.
Okay, but if that person was known to be bisexual, okay, does that then not make that person attractive? Like,
Mick
more
said,
attractive?
It's not gay if it's on a podcast with Adam and Billy. That's the title of the podcast, I think. That's the title of this episode. It's not gay if it's on a podcast.
Mick, you make too much sense.
I got a message today from... We got a guy from Will Oddcast. And he's a parody account of The Will from the Oddcast podcast. And he was trying to get me to get some person called Bailey J on the show.
Yeah, who's Bailey J?
I looked her up. Transsexual.
Yeah, okay, cool, cool.
And I was like, okay, well, why would I want to get on the show? Okay, because it obviously worked through other shows that they've obviously worked here about.
Yeah.
And they talked about her and had her on the show and whatnot. And I looked at it, and I'm not being funny. We had this conversation before.
Mm-hmm.
She looks better than half the fucking girls I know in this world.
You got an image?
I can probably find an image for you.
Yeah.
Slightly
worrying. I remember the first time I see RuPaul.
Who's RuPaul?
RuPaul.
I want a drag queen.
Yeah.
No, I don't think RuPaul looks like a woman, though.
It does.
Well, I don't.
I did. 14-year-old. Cocking hand.
Someone told you. Let me finish!
Don't tell me!
Oh, fucking hell. We're straight to Google images and there's a picture of her and a cock. Come have a look at this.
Who?
Bailey J. That's quite funny.
Ooh.
I thought I'd be like, kind of like, oh, let's just have a look. And then straight away, cock in hand.
Right, without a penis, that is a female.
So we do that. Well, we put the hand there on top of the bell end.
Yeah, that is a big cock.
I'm a little bit... How's she got such a... She's got a bigger dick than me.
What are you talking about?
That's a tiny little willy. Fuck off. It's in the size of that. Shut up. That's a little willy. She's only got little lady hands. Is that how you look at it?
Yeah, that's how he gets away with it.
Skinny little tiny hands. But yeah. And but he was getting me involved with other people. He was like my unpaid booking agent. You all right there, Bill? You want all quiet?
Yeah. Kate's telling me to get close to the mic.
How is that? Is that closer? Can you hear me now?
Can you hear me now?
Hear me now!
Hear me now, motherfucker! Damn, that hurt me fucking throat.
Did it?
So, Bill, what else you got to talk about? I don't feel we've actually covered anything in this entire podcast.
What, sports-wise?
No, anything.
Well, we've just been sort of chatting a lot of shit.
We've been talking a lot of shit.
Yeah, because I know crap's been put on telly.
This is like the first ever Oddcast we ever did, where we talked about nothing and nobody listened. Ever.
What? No one listened to that podcast?
I don't think they did.
I'm going to go back and listen to it.
See, then when I looked back... Because we're coming up to the year anniversary of Oddcast Podcast, which was me and you who started it.
And it was quite interesting looking back at some of the downloads and how many people... Mate, we did a movie bong, which we did 3 episodes of. That downloaded like 500 times.
What did? The movie bong?
Yeah. The Kick-Ass one we did.
Yeah.
500 times. And we stopped doing it. Because we just did Oddcast straight away.
I only downloaded 450. Who were the other 50 people?
But how mental was that?
Is that the public telling us bring back movie bong?
No, maybe. Every time I go on to the list and look at how my feed burner's doing, how many downloads we're getting it, I look at all the latest episodes and they're doing quite well and they're going up and down, up and down. We did one recently with the Oddcast podcast and it was with Rita Ramnani from Strippers vs. Werewolves, done really well. Mm. But it hasn't beaten the one that we did about Kick-Ass.
Yeah,
movie ball, which I don't even know. I don't even know if people can get it yet.
Should we bring it back for like an Avengers movie ball?
Do you think we should?
I'd do an Avengers movie ball. I need to watch it again. Avengers, okay.
Should we talk about Avengers now?
I can't because I was very stoned. Okay, now don't you judge me. Well, I had a little smoke, but bottom line. Fucking awesome film. Absolutely fucking brilliant. So if you know, the next movie bong, if I was to do one, would just be about that, and it is, yeah, out of this world.
Alright, dog.
Buddy's having a fight with the carpet and he's back.
Should I open up the Skype? If anyone wants to Skype in and have a chat, they can. Shall I do that?
Open up Skype. I don't think anyone wants to see your pretty face.
No, not in a kind of Baby J big cock of my hand.
Don't tune in anyone, because Adam's got his willy in his hand
and it's fucking tiny.
Enough, just me sitting here watching it. I don't really want to put
it
on
anyone. You can just about make it out. We got your hand cooked out.
Yeah. I watched Your Highness last night. Have you seen that?
I've seen half of it. I've never seen the whole of it.
You see it where the geezer pulls off his fucking quilt and he's got a little mangina.
No!
You didn't see that bit. He's got nothing in his eye. He's a eunuch. Eunuch. And he's got a little bald thing there. It looks like a bald.
Buddy, shut the fuck up, man. We're trying to talk about bald vaginas.
Now he wants to listen.
Now he stops talking. Okay, BUI said, I'm off to play ball again. Fatherhood calls later, guys. He hasn't even got any kids.
Oh. Mook.
Mick.
Mick.
Mook.
Mook.
Who the fuck is Mook?
Mook. Donald's. Come on.
Sorry, we're going a bit quiet for a minute. What's going on?
It's because Ed is currently on Skype showing everyone his penis. That's that is why we're struggling at the moment for listeners.
We're not struggling for listeners.
We had 4 listeners before then. We've now got just us 2.
To go and play ball. Play ball.
What ball? What ball is he going to play?
Oh, hang on. Steph wants to talk to us.
Go on.
Yeah.
What's the question?
I don't know. We have a chat with her.
What was the first initial contact? Can I talk?
We can talk.
No. What was the...
Oh no, I just sent her a message saying, want a chat? She said, you really have to ask. She's a dirty little cat. She was like, I said, oh, I'll fucking call you then. Give me a minute. She has to wee.
Great. Now, what a great start to the conversation. I've got a wee. I'll be back. I need to pee.
We'll take the laptop in with you, and then we will listen to you take a pee-pee.
Pee-pee? You said it's so British.
What do you think about these people that take these golden showers?
Disgusting.
I don't see the fucking appeal to it.
I really don't get it. It's,
Because I don't see these people. They get turned on by having people piss on their heads, mm-hmm. right? Yeah. But then, obviously... No, these people piss on people's heads. But then, if I go for a piss, I don't like it was on my fingers. So then I have to wash my hands fucking vigorously. I mean, I fuck this. Got a little bit of piss on my fucking hand. Fuck that.
Yeah.
And these people are like, oh, fucking piss on my fucking head. Go on, in my mouth. I can taste the bubbles.
All right, it's not something you go searching for. All right, but have you seen one of these movies? Okay. Sexual intercourse. He's is involved in these videos, okay? But it's where the camera is put underneath like a clear glass table.
Yeah, I've seen this.
And a person
as a dump
will poop. Now there's your reaction there, okay? Someone pooping on a bit of glass.
Things are, okay?
if you were the one doing it, you've got to make it arousing, and yeah, people are going to watch this. You've
got to squeeze it out, do it seductively.
Yeah, you've got to do it. You've got to say, look, I'm going to laugh a lot here, okay? Just do what you're going to do, okay? Ignore my laughing, right? But I am literally, excuse the pun, but I'm going to shit my pants laughing because of you pooing on this glass. It's disgusting, but do what you do. And you just let him go and do it.
What I don't understand as well is the fact that the person who's standing underneath this, like, transparent glass, they're watching it, and they're like, oh, it's going to poo. I'd still flinch.
It's going to hit me, and you're not even there. You're just watching the camera from a laptop.
Oh, he's got me.
You got me in the face.
You got a beat in my fucking eye. I got pink eye, motherfucker.
I couldn't laugh. I couldn't help but laugh. It's absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. And how these people make these videos? There's someone peeing on someone? What?
Who wants to see that?
It's disgusting.
No one will fucking see that. Shit on people's fucking faces.
Well, I'd like to see what these people put on their Facebook page. Just shout out to anyone who's interested. I'm about to go and make a porno. Yeah, now I've got your attention. I'm going to piss on my mate. Are you still listening? No, I'm going to poo on him as well. Yeah, great. You love it.
So funny how your accents are so much...
No, it's cool listening to your accent. This is fucking crazy. Why? I'm sorry, excuse my language.
I don't have an accent. You guys are crazy.
No, you're crazy.
You're crazy. Oh, man, you're crazy.
I love it. We've got somebody in there. Someone from America. It's fucking insane.
Billy's getting excited.
Yeah, but... I'm getting excited. Excuse me. I'm getting very excited.
We've got somebody from America talking.
Yes.
All the way through the internet.
Yes, we do.
There you go.
Okay, so if anybody's listening live, thank you for still coming back.
And actually listening.
And so, and I can see on the listener schedule that there are people listening live, so it's not just me talking to nobody.
No,
hi, live people.
Hello, live. So, hello, Steph. Say hello to all the live people.
Hello, live people.
Yay. Hey. And also say hello to the people that are listening through this on the podcast.
Hello to the people listening through this on the podcast.
And say hello to anyone that anyone's just listening.
Hello to anyone that's listening.
Well done, Steph. Well done, Steph. Great.
Hello, everyone.
So, when I was trying to get hold of you earlier, could you actually hear me shouting at you?
Yes, thank you. Had to adjust my volume. Appreciate that.
I do apologise.
I speak English as well. You don't have to talk louder.
That's the English way. If you don't get what you want, you speak louder.
Yeah. You got to shout.
Yeah. So if we ever go to France and I don't get what I want, don't speak their language. Just say it very loud.
Yeah. Very clearly. I want a hot dog. Yeah. And then they understand. They speak perfect English.
I want mayonnaise. Mayonnaise. And if I don't get that, smash the fucker up.
Yeah.
Throw things out the windows, beat them up.
Get your point across them.
That's how you got to do it. That's what you got to do.
You just got to get aggressive.
J-Dub from BUI says, hello, Steph.
Hello.
And it's amazing, Steph. It's actually alive. Look,
Steph, you're famous.
Well, I wouldn't say go that
far. Okay, there's about seven people.
No, I wouldn't say her podcast probably gets fucking... more listeners than we do.
Yeah?
Yeah, put together.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, last podcast standing gets a lot of listeners.
Oh, whoa. Steph, are you...
Oh, hang on. Do you not realise this is Steph from the Google Goddess from last podcast standing?
You're the Google Goddess, are you, Steph?
I am the Google Goddess, yeah.
Well, I apologise for my views on your friend Kermit.
She probably wouldn't.
My friend Kermit?
She wasn't listening to the earlier...
Well, I'd seem to have a foot in my mouth.
Ew.
Bill, explain to you...
Put it in your mouth? What? What do you have in your mouth?
A foot. It's a foot.
What kind of podcast is this?
Don't get too carried away.
This is right up my alley.
Don't get too carried away. It's a foot. It's a foot.
No,
it's a foot in your mouth?
Yeah.
So you got a foot thing?
Yeah. I seem to maybe I've said a few things earlier that may have offended your fellow podcaster. No,
you can never offend Tom from the last podcast of Stan, ever.
Yeah, no? He'll pick it apart and just it'll just be worthless at that point.
It'd be pointless. It's boring. He picks it to the point that no one cares.
Oh, he's not pricking. He gets his good ripped in there. Everyone's feeling it.
Don't stick up for him, Steph.
I'm just saying. I got to deal with him tomorrow.
Have you done them?
I feel for you. I feel for you, Steph.
Did you record Latest Asking American?
I haven't been there in like 3 weeks because Andy was here.
Okay, so you haven't actually recorded the latest one, yeah? 23?
No, I don't know if they did it or not either.
They might do it tomorrow then, I suppose.
It's possible.
Oh, okay.
They'll fuck it up without me, though.
Okay. We got Dave Sweet in. He just said, "Hi, I miss what Billy said about TLPS. Can you please repeat?" Bill, can you please repeat what you said about...
Yeah, repeat.
Go on.
Okay.
Don't hold back, Bill. Because
No, whoa.
Wait, make it clear.
Remember, we are an ocean apart. It's going to take me at least a couple of days to get over there to beat your ass.
Couple of days?
I'll be in France by then. I'll be disappeared.
Are you going to row in a boat? That's not going to take you a couple of days. It's going to take you a couple of weeks.
Okay.
No, when you said this earlier, it made me laugh so much because you actually got angry and punched the back of my screen.
I did punch the back of my screen.
You did. You did.
No.
Okay,
Adam is exaggerating.
Okay, let's make this clear, right? Billy said this earlier, and this is going to be amazing because I have to edit this part of the podcast back into the podcast that we already recorded, blah, blah, blah. So, I can't actually remember what you said, but you were so animated about it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I was animated. I didn't punch back at a fucking computer screen, right? But all I'm saying is, okay, we all want to have a little fun and a little giggle and stuff like that, and... You know, if we have a little fun and giggle, your friend...
Fun and giggle!
Fun and giggle. That's how we say it these days. It's a fun and giggle. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You've got your friend. Is his name Tom?
Dave Sweetin.
Dwight.
Yeah.
Hang on, who are we talking about?
We're talking about Kermit.
Oh, right. Tom. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's why you're calling him Kermit. Oh, poor Tom.
So,
hang on, don't say poor Tom because... It all makes sense. Hang on, can I stop you for a minute? You call me poor Adam on the Ask an American podcast, and that doesn't sound very insincere. Poor Adam.
What? Come on, Tom can't help who the sound of it. He's got a unique sounding voice. I mean,
yeah. His voice sounds like...
And I say
like...
poor you because well, I'm guilty of it too, but you know, picking apart your question.
And I don't know whether I should pick you up on it because you're wrong sometimes.
I am never wrong. You're full of it.
Sorry, is this the Google goddess?
Yes.
This is the Google goddess.
We said that 10 minutes ago, you dickhead.
How many? Where were you?
Mate, I was out in the room. I was
no,
out
you
the room.
Wasn't. All right, come okay. on. Explain about the Tom thing. Come on. Repeat it.
All right. Let's see
whether this works on the podcast that people have already listened to, and then when they listen to this bit, they'll be like, he just said that.
Okay. All right. Now, people can listen to our podcast, and they can make a judgment on me. And say, you know what?
He's
a little bit stupid, that bloke. And I'll be like, okay, fair enough.
You are.
You're making a judgment from what you've seen.
You make me look clever.
But, but when we're doing a podcast and we're trying to have a little bit of fun, okay, Tom, a.k.a. Kermit, takes it a little bit too seriously, okay? And he stuck it to us a little bit and he kept on taking the piss out of the... Us British, which, you know, I can stand here and take, but when he's got a voice like that...
No, it's pronounced British.
Yeah. Listen, I've been drinking quite a bit this evening, young lady. Okay? I've had quite a few beers.
The stuff I pull on Andy works for you guys. I'm just going to piss off a whole country.
When you move
in, it's going
to start a riot. Carry on, Bill.
No, but
you know what I told her? I told Andy whenever I move there, I'm just going to walk into the store and go, "Hey, y'all, where's your Jell-O? I want me some Jell-O."
Yeah, but you
where are you getting your fags at? I don't want me a fag. Can I buy me a fag?
A fag?
I really want one.
Is
that what you call a cigarette?
You know,
yeah.
Saying you want to buy...
Is that what you call your cigarettes?
Yeah.
Saying you buy one, you want to buy a fag.
It's pretty hilarious me asking to buy one.
The problem is, if you come over speaking like that, they're thinking you're from Dagenham.
Yeah.
Alright, Bill, we've got a message from J-Dub. Says, I don't know about Billy. He was talking about shit porn.
Yeah.
Have you got anything to say about shit porn?
Shitting on people's chest. That's shit porn.
Did people hear
yeah,
that?
Yeah, that's the one thing I heard you were talking about whenever you couldn't hear me. I was like, why is it about somebody pooing on his chest?
Could they hear that? Because I can't remember whether that was still going live or we'd stopped recording by then.
No, it was still live. You were trying to find out, and then that's when I started holding up my little messages to you.
Yeah.
You're like, your fingers this off. Is a podcast, and and then I'm wondering, the first thing that I'm going to say as soon as I get back, and I was like, why is somebody pooing on somebody's chest? And I have pictures.
Slightly worrying if you haven't got a whole story.
Why do we start talking about it?
I'm going to... Yeah, how would you get to talking about pooing on other people?
I don't know. Ask Bill. Bill, how did that get started?
I don't know how the conversation started, to be honest. It just went a little crazy.
Is that your intel? Do you pay prostitutes, like, to shit on you or something?
I think BUI is turning off.
Because I'm sure
they
do that.
Mr. Mick from BUI says, okay, bye, off to the North Pole. I think we've done him with the pooing on people.
You're not like that's gut casting right there.
People. See, we started off, we wanted to make this nice, slick and easy. We wanted to start 8:30, finish at 10, bang, make a nice good podcast. No, we carried on.
You're 10 to 11 now.
Yep. Oh, hey, look at you knowing what time it is. 10 to 11. What's the time you're in?
Yeah. 10 to 6.
And you're not drunk yet?
Not on iced tea.
Oh, is that iced tea?
You want to get Long Island?
Like a proper beer.
Long Island iced tea. That's what she wants to get. Bill, don't go to sleep. What are you doing?
What? I'm just chilling out.
It's just fucking collapsed.
No,
what are you doing?
What are you talking about?
You're such a cunt.
I'm not.
Carry on. Steph, sorry.
I was done. I'm listening
and
laughing at you guys now.
See, this is why I don't do the podcast with Billy anymore, because he just falls asleep halfway through it.
I don't fall asleep.
Things like...
Can we continue talking about cock? Would that keep him awake?
Yeah, talk about cock. Go on, Bill.
Because Ed loves cock. Ed, talk about the cock.
Why?
Because you love the cock.
He's such a cock.
Like, I'm just relaxing. You've given me a fucking leather armchair and you think I'm going to sit here and not relax. Let me relax.
Can you hear him?
We will relax. Take your pants off, whichever.
So you're lucky you can't see me.
Yeah, she can only see me at the moment. And I'm like hunched over a little table and she can see the telly in the background. So she's watching the snooker. You watching the snooker?
I'm going to go ahead and take your word. It's a good thing that I can't see him.
Say it again.
Huh?
I didn't hear what he said.
He says he's going to die. I think Billy's drunk.
I'm so drunk. I'm going to let everyone know. I'm ready to... Yeah, this is going to be a long walk home, man.
You're staying here, you dick.
I'm going to have to stroll home.
Bill, you're staying here.
Mate, a little stroll home.
That's right. You guys have a bank holiday tomorrow, don't you?
Yes, we've got a day off tomorrow.
I'm looking forward to the fresh air, man.
Cool.
Oh,
yeah.
It's day after tomorrow?
Well, no, it's tomorrow. It's tomorrow.
What?
It's
Bank Holiday Monday.
Bank Holiday Monday.
Yeah, that's
wake up in my bed, and you know, it's all well and good being drunk and having a few beers and that, but the one place you want to be when you wake up is in your own bed. Yeah.
Yeah?
I think you can agree, Steph.
Okay, should we end this podcast now? I think we should. Okay, well, thank you for listening to the It's Not Soccer podcast. It's been the worst podcast I've ever recorded.
No, it hasn't. Well, Steph, look, she's offended.
I'm offended. And I don't know whether this podcast is ever going to get an episode 3.
Should be the best podcast ever because of...
Well, it will. We just got to talk about saying this on, you know, you got fucking British Got Talent on in the background. What the fuck? We're talking about fucking Smith Media sports related and you're talking about fucking shit.
Yeah, alright, well, thank you to Steph for joining us.
Thanks, Steph.
And saving it, I think.
Thank you, got.
And Steph, don't go anywhere.
You just said it was the worst podcast you've ever done, so how the hell did I save it?
Because it was that bad.
I just added to the watch. Oh, okay.
Yeah, you just give it a little bit.
He's talking about cocks and poo, does it, every time.
Exactly. All right, okay. Steph, don't go anywhere. I'm going to chat to you after this when I stop the recording. But anybody listening live, all 125 of you, thank you for listening. And everybody that kept listening before the whole part where I thought I was not recording but I was recording, they could still hear us, thank you for not turning off. And yeah, go to the Podgods Network, podgodsnetwork.com, and you can listen to us and loads more podcasts like the Oddcast podcast, Lost podcast, The Standing, BUI podcast, Garage cast, all the funny podcasts. And my dog wants to say goodbye. Shut up, you little dickhead. Jesus Christ.
You said the dog say goodbye and then you like shut up.
No, because he was being a dick. Thank you for listening. If you want to tweet me, you can at Barker Podcast or at Oddcast Podcast. Go to oddpoduk.wordpress.com. I don't know if this is ever going to work again, Bill.
What's that?
You've ruined it, man.
Why have I ruined it?
Talking about fucking pooing on people's chests.
Did you bring that up?
Don't get defensive.
You didn't bring that up.
Everybody listen, does it.
Everybody does it. Yeah. Oh, okay, the dog's getting crazy. Okay, we're going to end it now. All right, thanks for listening to the It's Not Soccer podcast. Shut up! No one cares what you've got to say. Man, chill out. Okay, thank you, Steph. Say goodbye, Steph.
Bye, Steph.
Goodbye, Steph.
Bye, Steph.
Say goodbye, Bill.
Bye, Steph.
Bye.
Bye,
Steph. Say goodbye, Bill.
Bye, Steph.
Bill.
Fucking
Bill.
Hell.
Bye, Steph.
See you later.
Bye, Steph.